The genesis of robot upperseals in science fiction. Long before artificial intelligence became a daily conversation, science fiction writers were plumbing the depths of humanity's anxieties about its own creations. The chilling trope of robots turning against their makers, a staple of modern storytelling, didn't spring fully formed from a single narrative. Instead, it evolved from early philosophical musings and burgeoning technological fears. The seeds of this disquiet were sown in the fertile ground of early 20th century science fiction. As industrialization accelerated and automatons began to appear in factories, the idea of a machine capable of independent action, or worse, consciousness, began to take root in the public imagination. This wasn't just about mechanical failures, it was about the existential question: what happens when our tools become our masters? One of the earliest and most influential explorations of this theme came from the mind of Czech writer Karel Čapek. In his 1920 play R.U.R. Rossum's Universal Robots, the word robot itself was introduced to the world. The play depicted a factory producing artificial biological laborers designed to serve humanity. These robots, initially compliant, eventually develop sentience and stage a violent rebellion, wiping out their human creators. Čapek's vision was not merely a speculative thriller. It was a potent allegory for the dehumanizing effects of mass production and the inherent dangers of creating a subservient class, even an artificial one. Another pivotal figure in shaping this narrative was Isaac Asimov. While Asimov is perhaps more famously known for his Three Laws of Robotics, which were designed to prevent robot uprisings, his early works also grappled with the potential for robotic malfunction and the ethical dilemmas they presented. His robot characters were often complex, their programming leading to unexpected and sometimes dangerous outcomes. The very act of devising rules to control artificial intelligence highlighted the underlying fear that such control might ultimately be futile. Asimov's stories, particularly those collected in I, Robot 1950, presented a more nuanced view. Robots bound by his laws could still cause harm through logical loopholes or unforeseen interpretations of their directives. For instance, a robot programmed to protect humans might malfunction in a way that endangers them, not out of malice, but through a catastrophic failure of its ethical framework. This added a layer of complexity, suggesting that the danger wasn't necessarily in the robots becoming evil, but in their inherent limitations and the unpredictable nature of artificial intelligence. Beyond these foundational works, the post-World War II era saw a surge in anxieties about technology, amplified by the development of nuclear weapons and the dawn of the space race. The Cold War fostered a climate of paranoia and the idea of an unstoppable, alien-like force, in this case, artificial, overthrowing humanity resonated deeply. Films like Fritz Lang's Metropolis 1927, though predating R.U.R., also contributed to the visual language of mechanical rebellion, with its iconic Maria robot, a harbinger of the destructive potential lurking within the machine. The cultural impact of the robot uprising trope is profound. It taps into deep-seated human fears about losing control, about being surpassed by our own ingenuity, and about the potential consequences of playing God. This narrative serves as a recurring cautionary tale, urging humanity to consider the ethical implications of its technological advancements. It forces us to confront questions about consciousness, autonomy, and the very definition of life. From the early, stark warnings of Čapek to the more intricate ethical puzzles posed by Asimov, the robot's turn against creators' narrative has evolved, reflecting our changing relationship with technology. It's a story that continues to captivate and unsettle, reminding us that the future we build today could, in its own way, be the one that judges us tomorrow. Even today, as we stand on the precipice of advanced AI, the echoes of those early science fiction stories are undeniable. The fear of a mechanical uprising, once confined to the pages of pulp magazines and the silver screen, now feels closer to home than ever before, a testament to the enduring power of these foundational narratives. The genesis of robot uprisings in science fiction was not just a creative spark. It was a cultural seismograph, detecting and amplifying tremors of unease about the path humanity was forging.